Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Soul Powered Podcast. I'm here with Victoria.
Hey, girl. How's it going?
It's going great, and we're going to swap back because we don't do each other's accents very well, but holy shit, we're here in person.
Oh my God, guys.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
I'm so excited for this.
Holy shit. Okay, this has been 5 years in the making.
It has.
We just got back from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
She's gone to...
We need to describe what Chick-fil-A is because my listeners might not know what it is.
Hello.
So for the British listeners, Chick-fil-A is... It's not like KFC, but it's similar, but more high vibe. Yeah. And we got
free shit. Oh, we did get free shit. Yeah. We always get free shit.
Oh my God.
We have.
Since we've been together, let's relay it.
Okay, so we'll work backwards because my mind is working in that way. So we just got offered a free milkshake.
Which we took.
Because neither of us wanted it, and we're going to save it for Lana. But we don't refuse things that are sent by the universe.
I was going to say no, thank you, because I'm so full. And Rebecca was like, yes, thank you, I would love it. And then I was like, oh yeah, we don't refuse things. She was literally going to chuck it away.
She was going to throw it away. So I'm like, well, of course we're going to take it. And see, this is the thing, is that this wouldn't have been me like 5, 10 years ago. It wouldn't have been. It would have been like, oh no, you know, like go to someone else or calories. Yeah, that would have been the first one. Second one would be, I don't want to, you know, give it to someone else who's in like needy, whatever. She was going to throw it away either way. But it's a lesson in receiving and like being comfortable receiving things in life, right? Because the way that you do one thing is the way you do everything. So it's just like, If we want more from the universe, then why are we saying no to things that are literally like, here you go.
Yes.
I'm trying to bless you. And you're like, no, I don't want it. Like, what else? So okay.
True. Well, funnily enough, although you forgot to use them, you were giving $20. $20 vouchers for Chick-fil-A, which you forgot to use. But they were given to her / us.
Yes.
And then we were shopping and you got those glasses for like a third of what you thought that they should pay with free prescription fizzle in there.
Yes. Oh, when we won a ticket for $500 or $1,000 and then we split it. My husband, Eris, he's like, came to me the other day and was like, yeah, we just won $1,000. I'm like, oh.
That's cool.
That was cool. I was excited about that. What else?
When you went to pay for the makeup, she was like, oh, do you want this for free or just have this money off because of some reason?
We
you
were
like,
some oh. money off.
And I think there was one other thing, but I can't think now. But it is constant.
It has. It is.
And that's not just because we're together. That's because we work, right?
And what exactly.
And receiving.
Exactly. And that's the fun part is like you get to see. Because like those are the things that a lot of people don't get to see.
Yes.
And I have to be more. That's the life I live now. And so I just think it's like normal, but it's obviously not.
No. It wasn't normal for me. It is now.
It is now.
But it never was because you'd look at people and be like, oh, they're the lucky ones. They win everything. Like, I've never won anything in my life. Although, to be fair, which is what apparently I say a lot. Rebecca's like,
say a lot.
You say to be fair all the time. And I'm like, I'm owning that.
Now I picked up on it.
To be fair, the lottery, although it wasn't my, not lottery, the raffle with the massive chocolate bar.
Yeah.
We need to put a picture of this chocolate bar somewhere. We didn't do a raffle personally, which is probably why I didn't win.
Yeah.
But we influenced where someone put their raffle ticket. And I was like, please put it in the big chocolate bar. And if you win it, please, can I have it?
Yeah.
I haven't won that.
No. We had won that.
But whatever.
But we did go. So Victoria came. It's been a week.
It has. Well, today. A week tomorrow because I arrived on a Thursday.
Oh, you're
going to go back on a Thursday.
My days. Yeah. I don't
we
know.
We got all our days. Literally, I don't know what day it is today. Only because I go back tomorrow. So I know it's a Wednesday.
Yeah, we know it's a Thursday tomorrow. Yeah. So she's been here a week. And oh my God. Okay. So for those of you who didn't see the video, we got to put it up.
You need to see
it. I'm present with her. That I haven't been like posting anything. So we're going to update you guys all. By the time this is out, everything will be out.
Yeah.
But if you've seen the video of us meeting, freaking the fuck out. I was literally shaking.
Did you not? You knew I was nervous. Like, you can't see my face, but you can see my body being like,
I was telling Eric in the car. I was like, I'm fucking shaking. I think I'm going to throw up. I think I'm going to shit my pants or throw up. He's like, I was yelling at him like,
he was giggling. We can hear him on the video. He was giggling because I screamed. Like,
obviously, we did get that on camera. Yeah, that was on camera. But I was like, get out. Like, because I was like, I don't care. Eric gets a little bit like nervous. Like, if people are like watching him or judging us, and I was like, listen, I don't care what you think. Get the whole thing recorded and don't stop recording until I tell you. And then he did. He literally did. He kept me going the whole time.
He did a good job.
So you guys will see that. But holy shit. So this was 5 years in the making. I still am like, is this real?
I know. Every morning I wake up. So we'll go into what I'm saying in a moment. I wake up and I'm like, I'm still messaging this morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm literally going to see her in a minute. And I'm still like, it's this weird. Is not a dream. She's literally there.
And she'll be the dream. Feels like it's a dream. I don't know what we're gonna do, like going back to our normal lives. But now we have places to visit once a year. So what we've decided to do is her come here.
Yeah.
And then me go there. And we'll just rotate every year.
Vice versa. I assume every time I come here, we'll go to like West Virginia or something.
Yes.
And when you come to Europe, we'll do each European country.
Yes. Because there's so fucking much. And it's the cutest thing ever because she's literally like so excited about like the most basic shit where I'm like, okay, let's go to like the, you know, Bergatory, which anybody here in the US, you know what Bergatory is.
Wait till you hear
freaking
what it's
the fuck
about.
Out, okay? For those of you who are here in the US.
Even my face now, and I've experienced it already. So we get to this restaurant, and I knew it was about burgers, obviously. And we sit down, and there's this like piece of paper with, oh, I wish I'd got it with me.
Oh, you should
to show.
Yeah, that's okay.
You can have a pencil with a tick. You have a pencil, and you tick which one you want. You can choose what type of meat you want, whether you want meat or chicken or vegetarian or whatever. You can choose your bun, you can choose your cheese, you can choose your salad, you can choose the rub that you have, you can choose your topping. And I'm like...
And it's a lot of choices.
Like, it was almost like, I didn't use the word allowed, but it's almost like, wait, I have this much choice and abundance to create my own burger. And I was like blown away because normally I go to a burger place in Holland and I'll recreate something. So I'll be like, right, so can I have this burger but without the bacon, but then can I have extra jalapenos and then extra this cheese? And they sometimes say yes, sometimes say no. So I do that anyway, but to have it fully there and the waitress was like, that is so cute, because I was very excited. And then the milkshake afterwards, you couldn't even drink it with a straw. You had to have a spoon.
You use the spoon. So she's in her glory.
I'm in my glory. And I saw a yellow school bus. Like, Rebecca was like, what are you recording? Oh, yeah, the scenery is beautiful. I'm like, I don't know. It's the yellow bus that I've never seen in person, only on movies. And I'm like, oh, it's a school bus. Yeah, very easily excitable.
It's cute. Because I have all these things planned. I'm like, they'll take her the most epic things.
Big
she's just like, Bath and Body Works. Oh, my God. I'm like, this is literally, it's so cute. And I love it. It's been so incredible.
It feels like home now. And it's not, you are a big part of that.
Yeah.
And your mum being so welcoming, because I'm literally staying, you can see the house from here. Can you?
Yeah, that way. Right there.
It's literally, there. Yeah. And this beautiful, huge room with my own ensuite. And it's beautiful to stay there and have our own space as well. But just Pittsburgh, like, I just feel like home.
Yeah.
It's like hard to describe.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
The trees, like, you can't see what I'm looking at right now. It's just absolutely stunning. The water everywhere, the bridges. It's so beautiful.
It's cool. I do love it here. And also, I feel like I shared this with her the other day, but it's weird because, okay, so we want to talk about, like, how these types of friendships are possible, right? We're not just here to, like,
and how we
share
met.
Our stories. We have to talk about how we met and then why it's so important to start talking about how these relationships are possible, because I literally feel like, and this might sound stupid, because like we're both 36, you know, and like we're like high school best friends, you know, or like when you were a baby, or like not even a baby, but like a kid, you're like, best friends forever. But that's really how we feel about each other, and it's fucking crazy. Yeah. And I feel like when you came here, you know how you just don't know that you're in love until you know you're in love, right? Like, obviously, it's a knowing, it's a feeling.
Yeah.
And whenever she came, I was like, oh, my life is like complete. Like, I didn't know that I wasn't complete. But then you're here and I'm like, oh, that was why, because that's like my missing person. And you're here.
The same way.
And we're like very clear about the fact that we were sisters in a past life.
1000%. More than sisters. We've been
like twins.
We've been also lives before that. We've been family in different genders and different ways. 1,000%.
Even seeing you with my mom and my sisters.
That was,
I knew that would happen.
For you.
But I also, you don't know that it's going to happen until it happens. And then watching you interact with like my siblings and whatnot, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. You're just one of us.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's amazing.
It's so cool.
So I think we need to say how we met, because I mean, as I say as usual, but when friendships, from what I've heard, are as good as ours, and I'm going to share how I never thought this was possible either. It's not just a normal way of meeting somebody.
Never.
Like the way I met my husband, my now husband, Wouter, that shit is not normal. You don't meet a Dutch guy in Egypt on a massive resort. Like, what? And like, how we met was not normal. Mm-hmm. So you share your first part, because you met Wouter before me, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So there was a lot of things that led up to that. Like even going to CHPC, I mean, and I'm not going to share all of the backstory because we'd be here all day, but the reality came down to me deciding to become a coach with Brendan Bouchard. Mm-hmm. And I was flying, and I remember like at one of my stops, I had a stop on the way to California because I had to fly out to California to go and get this certification for the 5-day event with Brendan. And I remember like stopping at one of the stops, and I had access to like my Wi-Fi. And then I saw this message come through from Wouter, because I had used a hashtag that would have been relevant to this event. And he found me on there.
Social media savvy.
I know, right? Had he not been all social media savvy? And so he's like, okay, are you coming here? Like, you know.
So he literally just initially found you through you hashtag
Instagram.
So he felt the need at that point, that moment in time, to search a hashtag
exactly.
And found you.
What the fuck?
Like, what the hell?
Yeah. So he found me that way. And then, because this was going to be like 500 to 1,000 people at this event. Mm. And so, you know, obviously it's a big networking opportunity as well. You meet people from all over the world. And so we ended up getting to the first day that I got there. It was him. He had apparently been doing this with others too. So we got together.
Hashtag stalking.
Hashtag stalker. No. We love you out there. We appreciate you. So he messaged me, and then he must have messaged like Perry, which Perry is incredible. He's also like a Dutch guy. So the first night that we got there, we kind of met up, and then we hit it off really well. All three of us, they were talking, you know, I couldn't understand what they were saying, but that's okay. And then the next day there was three others, Katie, Kari, and Phil. And we made a little family together, and because like, basically, you know, again, there's 1,000 people here. So we don't know anyone. We created a little unit, and then we just kind of stuck together. So every night we'd go to dinner together, or we would like hang out, you know, and just find each other and then sit together. And so you're sharing a lot about your life, and Wouter was just obsessed with you, as he is even from then. And I'm like, okay, my baby this, my baby that. It was so cute. And so we ended up staying in touch, all of us, afterwards. But for whatever reason, you know, it seemed like me and him were the ones who really wanted to keep the group going, but then everyone else sort of went back to their life, trailed off a bit, and we still love them, and I still connect with all of them, but they weren't really that like committed to at least staying in the group with us.
Yeah.
And so it ended up that me and him were like, well, we want to keep this going. Shall we like practice together? What should we do? And we decided to start like a little mini mastermind with some others who were like that. So nobody from CHBC, it was like, I brought some people in. I don't think he brought anyone in.
I think he brought anybody in.
I don't think he brought anyone in. I think I just like got a group of like people together and was like, we just need to keep this momentum going, because I need these kind of people in my life, and I wanted to add value to their lives, and was really like wanting to network. And then he kept saying things. And even when we were in California, he would say this like, oh, you're so much like Victoria, this, Victoria, that. And like, you guys are so similar in this. And I'm like, okay. And then eventually I was just like, well, if we're so similar, why am I talking to you and not her? Where's Victoria? So then,
meanwhile, Victoria in the background,
we'll turn it over,
was not the woman I am today. That was 5 years ago now. So I was kind of healing from the eating disorders. With the eating disorders, of course, like the root of that was not feeling good enough, feeling inadequate. And I compensated for that by trying to be as beautiful and as slim as possible. Many of you can relate, I'm sure. So I was jealous of Rebecca. Not the fact that I didn't trust Wouter. It wasn't anything to do. Yeah. I didn't have any of that, like, what are you messaging her? It was nothing to do with that. I fully trusted him in that regard. And she rubbed me up the wrong way just by being present in his life, because she was also really into personal development, more so than I ever was at that point. So Wouter loved that too. There's a reason why they were still connected. And then I also showed, I must have been talking about you more than I even remember, because I showed my mum a photo of you for some on your WhatsApp. I don't even have your WhatsApp, and I showed you a photo to my mum. My mum was like, oh, she's really pretty. And I was like, that's annoyed me also, because yes, obviously she's pretty, but why do you have to, like, why would that be something you would say? But then why did I show her a picture? Yeah. There's obviously something going on. So I felt rubbed up the wrong way. That's all I can say by Rebecca. And then when Basha was like, oh, Rebecca wants to meet you, I was like, and then I was like this, and like my walls kind of started and I was like, okay. And then I'd let that go, and then we met for the first time. Well, it was on WhatsApp call, so it wasn't video, and you don't remember this, but I do very clearly. It was the day that in the Netherlands our clocks changed, so whichever way it was, I was an hour late in quotes, because I wasn't late because my time zone was hours on time, but yours don't change till the week after. So you thought I was an hour late. And then when I saw the messages from Rebecca, like, where are you and stuff, I was like, I went into panic mode again, not being good enough. Like, I'd gone from hating Rebecca to have her on this pedestal right now. Then I was like, oh my God, she thinks I'm like an hour late and I don't care and I really do. And I remember like speaking really fast to you like this and be like, I'm so sorry. Even though it was something that I'd done, I was on time. So we had our conversation then. And literally, we've spoken every day apart from like when we've been away and stuff. Every single day, either Zoom, video call, audio call, or voice messages for 5 years.
It's crazy.
And we keep saying, we was going to meet, and then COVID happened.
Yeah, we didn't think we were ever going to be able to meet.
We didn't think
we were so scared.
And I hate being told I can't do something. So
me too.
There's no judgment here, but I haven't taken the vaccine. So I couldn't come to the US.
Yeah.
So that pissed me off even more, because even if I wanted to, I couldn't literally go into the country.
Yeah.
So I was like, when this shit is over, I'm coming to see you. And when I get a bee in my bonnet about something, what was it the other day? I was about a tattoo. I was like, I have this thing, like, I'm fucking doing this. So when all COVID died down, then it took ages for the US to lift
when mandates and all that. Yeah.
Has to have blah, blah, blah. I was like, Rebecca, fuck it, I'm coming. And then I just kind of just did it, because I do love that about myself. I just do it. And I did it. And that was it like 6 or 7 months ago. I booked it. It was quite a while
ago. Yeah, it was a long time ago, which I can't believe it came that fast. I mean, we knew that it would.
Yeah.
But it's really funny. Like, and even you bringing all this up, I'm thinking back to, like, I don't know what it is. And then maybe it is the sister wound. Yeah. But like my friend Alicia that I was just telling you about the other day, we met in the same way where, like, we hated each other at first.
Yes.
That's a little bit different of a circumstance.
Yes.
But I have a lot of guy friends because I also have had this sister wound. So for me, before I met Eric, I had no women friends. None.
Wow.
Like, none. I mean, Malia was in my life and we were really close, but that was pretty much it. And then, because everyone had moved away. Like, Sam, you know, my oldest friend, I've told you about, she lives in Israel. And then Alicia, who was my close friend, she moved away. And then Melina's the only one who's close, but she was also married at the time. She had her own life going on. So for me, it was nothing to ever have like a guy male friend, you know? And so it's just funny because it would be funny that we both kind of, you know what I mean? Like that you would
think
that it was something strange. Yes. Whereas for me, that was my normal. Like Mike was one of my closest friends. I mean, he feels very different. And JP and like Gerard at the time, I think you met Gerard.
Yeah.
Like some of those guys, like they literally like that's who I hung out with. And then when I met Eric, he was like, okay.
All of his friends
are all your friends are guy. And he was like, well, all right. So it actually is really funny and just like super quick side note, but he was telling me like, well, most of your guy friends probably are interested in you.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not true. And he was like, well, ask them if they want to meet me. And then sure enough, only like a handful of them who are still in my life wanted to meet him. So everybody else wasn't. He was right. So long story long, it's just funny because like it's interesting that I like hated Alicia. We hated each other. Now we're like really close. And then I didn't hate you because
I knew you.
That you hated me. But it's funny that like we describe it in that way because doesn't it just speak to how society has programmed us to not trust each other?
Absolutely. And be in competition.
Yeah, literally.
When sisterhood is the opposite to that. It's like we are now. We celebrate each other's wins. We're there for each other through, I want to say losses, but there is no losses. Yeah. There's only lessons and learning.
We've been through so much, like, so much together. Goodness. And then I even told you the other day, like, normally, or not normally, because I don't want to, like, make that's my norm. But in the past, you know, if you had come here or something, I might be like, oh, like, is Eric going to think she's so pretty? Or, like, I'm, like, looking at you, like, just, oh, my God, she's so pretty. You're like, caring. Is she skinnier than me? Like, whatever. Like, there's literally been none of that. And this is, like, the first time in my life that it's really, I don't want to say, like, because I have incredibly beautiful friends and whatnot, too. It's just Well, it's just, you know, it's like the first real time where I just really noticed it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That I have zero, because you're a newer person in my life. Like, I don't get that way with Alicia. I'm not jealous. Yes. You know what I mean? That's a long time friendship that we've built. Same thing with, like, Belina. And I'm thinking of Sam and my friends who I've known for a long time. But, like, yeah, I feel like in the past I would have been, like, really jealous or, like, oh, look how pretty her hair is, or this or that. And I'm just, but I feel really happy because I'm like, oh, she's so cute. Like, she's so pretty. She's so perfect. And I love it.
That or something, I don't know, whatever.
You know, so it just shows that it's possible to, like, heal from that really deep wounding.
Genuinely celebrate, not pretend not to care.
No.
Genuinely.
And we were both probably really bad, like, jealous wise. Really, I mean, bad. I know I was.
All I did was compare. I had to be the skinniest in the room, especially in the anorexia, the prettiest anywhere. And then I would, like, scan and I'll be like, it's okay. I'm the prettiest, I'm the thinnest. But it looks from perspective, no one would know I was doing that.
Of course.
It would be from an ego perspective, but I just felt so unsafe when I really understood what was going on. Probably same for you too. I felt so unsafe not being validated, which meant lack of love and basically death as a child with no love.
Yeah.
It was that deep for me. So it was comparison all the time, and I used to compare myself to you, but then as our friendship developed, we would share, oh, hey, I'm comparing myself to you, and we would just talk about it, and then the shame dissipates when you share, when it's met with love, when you say, oh, well, actually, I used to do this to you, and then this is how I grew through it, and then it's communicating and sharing and being vulnerable, because you can't have, and I knew I'd have tears in my eyes at some point. You can't have a relationship like ours without going deep and being vulnerable. It's impossible. You have to really allow yourself to be seen and to be received, even though it's fucking uncomfortable. Yeah. And you're like, what's she gonna think? Mm-hmm. And we hadn't even met, so now we've met. Oh my God, it's never gonna be the same again. In an even better way, which I didn't think was possible. But you have to go there. So I also want to be quiet and let Rebecca speak in a moment, but I also wanted to get through to everyone listening that think of a friendship. And if you have this, I'm so fucking happy for you. But if you haven't got this, think of a friendship, perhaps mine and Rebecca's, something you see on the TV, whatever. And feel that in your heart, and then times that by fucking 100, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we didn't know that this was possible. So it's not like with a man, I guess, I would sit and think, oh, I would love to have him, and that has now come true. But I didn't even know this friendship was possible, because all I knew was comparison with women and having to have the upper hand all the time in order to feel safe. So this was such unknown territory to me, and you too. Yeah. But you have to be vulnerable and share. That's the only way you're going to get to this.
And that's the hard. You have to have the hard conversations.
Yeah, because there's been a few times where we've misunderstood. Mm-hmm. I people-pleased Rebecca because I was in my people-pleasing tendencies, and you too. Mm-hmm. And then Rebecca said to me, to be on the other end of me people-pleasing isn't nice. Mm-hmm. And I just sat with that and was like, that's so true. I'm doing Rebecca a disservice when actually when I was in the people-pleasing, I thought I was doing it.
Yeah.
But it's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
But if Rebecca doesn't share that shit with me, I don't learn and grow. Mm-hmm. But we don't say it in like, you didn't say it like that. You just offer me your honest insights and I receive that. And the same, like, it's just such a gift, and we have to work on ourselves though as well.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. I mean, if we didn't work on ourselves, we couldn't receive each other in that way. And it really, truly is such a beautiful example. And I think that for for me, I had no idea. I had no idea that this kind of friendship was available, even the kind of relationship I have with Eric or Lana, because the whole, you know, society just like paints this picture of like what marriage is going to look like and how women are, you know, behind each other's backs, or how even I told you what people would say about Lana when she was born, like, oh, wait till she's, you know, wait till she has the terrible twos or the horrible threes. Like, they just want to project all of their shit. And so we see this kind of stuff happening. And then, well, that's how it is. That's how it's supposed to be. And then when things come up, it's like, oh, yeah, that's evidence. That is how it is.
Yes, because I used to talk shit about my friends behind the back. Like when I was younger, a teenager, because my mom used to.
Yeah.
So that's just what you do. So it feels so ingrained. Mm-hmm. But that's not what you do.
That's not what you do. That's exactly it.
You don't do that shit.
You don't have to do that. No. You don't have to do these kinds of things. And I think for us, like, just being able to, like you said, just be vulnerable, just be open, and then meeting that other person with love.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that, like, and Eric and I have healed a lot. You and Voucher have healed a lot together. And it's just even watching you guys interact, you know, it's beautiful because it's just, there's so much love. And I think Eric and I have always had this kind of, this phrase that we use is like, can we just know each other's hearts? Even in the moment where we literally are in our egos.
Yes.
Do you know my heart? Because he said to me one time, and I'll never fucking forget this. He said, when you're triggered, I'm not talking to you.
No.
He goes, no. I'm literally here. Like, I want to shake you and be like, where is she?
Yeah.
Where is Rebecca?
Old trauma wound being played out in reaction in the present moment.
Yes. Because this is who we really are.
Yeah.
Not when we're triggered, not when we're frustrated, not when we feel like our back is against the wall or jealous, or that's not who we are. That's our conditioning, our programming, our ego.
Yes.
This is who we are. Mm. And so if we are acting in a way that is not congruent with this, then can we know each other's hearts?
Yeah.
Can you know that I fucking love you and I don't want you to be hurt, even if you are, you know, like, I want you to succeed. Now I'm getting emotional. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I don't want you to think that I'm, you know, trying to hurt you in any way or jealous. Like, I don't want to do that to you. And if it's perceived that way because of our own trauma,
and
like,
that was the same thing. If I perceive...
Yeah, but I also don't want that. So, like, it's like, I can love you through a trigger.
Yeah.
Or you can love me
and
through
I can
a trigger.
If I'm aware, and we do this if we're aware. I'm going to pat ourselves on the back and say, we're aware lots of the time, not all the time, a lot of the time. You or I will say, I feel triggered, whether it's because of you or because of something that I want to bring to you to chat through.
Yes.
I feel triggered and I'm in my ego right now. Like, can you just help me through this?
Yeah.
So it's not about never being triggered.
Oh my God.
The human experience is one big fucking trigger.
Yeah.
It's understanding that, being aware of that, letting that go. Then the next time you won't be triggered.
Exactly.
So the more work you do, the less triggered you are. So even like one time you said, yesterday or the day before, I know you didn't mean it, it's just your old conditioning, you said, I don't want to offend you. And I said, you can't offend me though, because we're in this safe conversation. Yeah. We've had a cut. It's not like I've turned up this morning and then all of a sudden you want to feedback something to
me.
Right,
right.
We're in a safe space. We were walking together in the beautiful sunshine, and then you offered me some feedback, and then you said, I don't want to offend you. And I genuinely meant, not from my ego, you can't offend me because I'm open and I feel safe. And I want to learn from you.
Yeah.
So you can't offend. Yeah. You could offend me if I was all defensive and in my ego and being like, well, she didn't know what she's, because you're telling me something wrong. But you just, it's not from that space.
And it's so cool because then that allows me to know that I have the safe space to share.
Exactly.
And then it led to a big breakthrough of what you're going to change and what you're going to do. And so it's like, if you were triggered or I was triggered or I was afraid to say.
And called me up.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah, because like I was a little, I said, I run the risk of offending you by saying this, but I really want you to hear this. Like, my higher self is like telling me you need to hear this part.
Yeah.
And I could have been in my, you know, bond response of like not wanting confrontation. I'm not going to tell her this.
And then we wouldn't be.
And then you could have also received it. Like, there's so many chain of events that had to happen where we're showing up in our healed nature for you to have that breakthrough.
Exactly.
And that's a common thing that happens amongst us all the time, because that's how we respond to each other.
Yeah.
Always. We always come with love. We always leave with love. And even if, you know, the other, maybe we don't say it in the perfect way, but we know each other's hearts.
Exactly.
And that's like, the thing.
It reminds me, I went to church with her mom the other day. I'm not religious, but I loved it. And it said, one of the slides that he used, and it said something like, wounds from friends can be trusted. And then I can't remember the second part of the thing. Because that's basically, I hear it as, if you love someone enough, you will not allow them or enable them to stay in their own bullshit and to stay small. That's true love. Not enabling them to stay in their victim mentality, being like, yeah, you know, poor you. Yeah, like, you know, yeah, it's really hard. And that's not to say to meet them with their emotions and to hold space, but enabling me to stay in my, what I would say, other than you offering me a higher insight, you wouldn't have been showing me the highest form of love if you didn't with offending me.
It's so true. It's literally because I want what's best for you.
Exactly.
And that's also, I don't know what's best for you. Consciously, purposely, I'm like, this is me. This is how I would do things.
Yes.
And because I'm like the role model in my human design, that tends to resonate with people. And sometimes it doesn't. It's like, okay, no, I don't like that. That wouldn't be for me.
Yeah.
But I try to, you know, navigate things in a way where I can only see it from my perspective. Yeah. It's a totally different perspective than yours. And yours is totally different than mine.
Exactly.
And so when we can share in a loving way to say, here's how I would do it, or here's my thought around that, then without, you know, any kind of judgment, we can actually make shifts and make massive changes. And I think that's why we have done that. I mean, you and I have spoken almost every single day for the last 5 years. We're both incredible coaches, top coaches in our fields. It's like we both have an incredible amount of experience. Like, of course we would rapidly, constantly.
I mean,
wouldn't we? We're both fucking.
Yeah, of course we would.
Of course we would.
Because we practice what we preach and we embody what we teach. Oh my God.
Oh, I like that. That's a new
one. Oh, wow. That's slogan.
We practice what we preach. And we embody what we teach. Oh, I love it. Okay, new slogan.
Yeah, love that.
I love it.
But it's true. And you have to do the work.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. So I love it. And it's possible, you guys. Like, it's just the beauty of what it is that we have is so special, but it also shows us that, oh, this is possible.
It's possible. And in order to find your people, I mean, Rebecca found me and I found Rebecca through, I wasn't even putting it out to the universe that I wanted a sister like you.
I think I may have been.
My unconscious was like, I desire something.
Yeah.
Interesting we use the word desire at the same time. But if you want or desire something similar to what me and Rebecca have in your own way, and you're probably perhaps thinking, because I've heard this before with my clients, even if it's a partner or a romantic partner, where do I meet these people? That's not for you to decide. That's for the universe to decide. However, you do have to be open and following your heart. So, and this is like, it's the knock-on effect. Like, Wouter followed his heart to go to the CPC, whatever it was called, the coach thing. You followed your heart, which was nothing to do with me at that point, but of course it was. So if you surround yourself with people, but you have to go first, follow your heart, inspire others to do the same, even if it makes no sense, that's when you should do it even more. Things happen that you can't explain that are like miracles.
Life-changing. I mean, think about where both of us would be had we not met. I don't want to.
No.
Like, I would love to think that I would have been able to, you know, I would have been able to do this maybe eventually, but there's no way we would have quantum leaped the way that we have. No fucking way.
No way.
There's just no way.
Because you've helped me so much with what you're an expert in and vice versa.
Exactly.
And that alone.
How the fuck would we have done that otherwise?
No.
We would have probably just, honestly, I don't even know that I would have been open to paying someone thousands of dollars to help me with it at that time.
Yeah.
Because I just wasn't prioritizing, like.
But it has a knock-on effect on me.
It does.
And it's a circle, isn't it? Like, yes.
Oh, a lot of time.
Oh, like, I now fully accept and embody who I am, but then Rebecca helps me with actually growing my business and my money mindset, because it's all right me loving who I am when I can't afford to travel anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Right. And that's the same with me. It's like, I can make all of this money, but if I don't fully, truly love myself or accept myself, there's going to be an incongruency there, and people will feel that.
Yeah.
And they have. And so it's just a matter of, like, that ripple effect that can take place when you are fully embodied and you are fully healed. But that wouldn't have happened. I mean, I think eventually, but this is back to what you were saying about, you know, following your heart, because you have to recognize too that sometimes the things that we want and desire are, again, on the other side of where you don't want to go.
No.
Or fear or uncertainty.
Yes.
Like I say that like the best thing that ever happened out of becoming a CHPC, which me and Valter both paid like $10,000 or like to go in or whatever it was, you know, 10 grand to get the certification.
It was.
Paid all this money to go fly and stay there. I mean, it was probably $20,000 for that event.
Yeah.
And I say the best thing that I got out of it was you. I literally don't use the certification anymore because I developed my own with the Align Method. And so it's like, okay, well, but my higher self, but why did we go there?
Exactly.
Well, of course, like, hello, because I believe that we made the decision like before we ever came into this life that we were going to find a way to find each other, but we also have free will. So I could have said, no, I don't want to go. It's too much. Or I don't want to do that or whatever.
And Valter could have too, because he's in Europe as well.
Yeah.
He's never even traveled to the States in his entire life. And then Kevin is just something I want to share as well. He booked his flights to go. Because that was when he was switching from, because he was a marketing, he wasn't coaching with a marketeer, whatever you call it.
Yes.
And he was earning like a shitload of money, but he was just feeling unfulfilled. Mm-hmm. He didn't enjoy it. So someone who can be earning like 30, 40K a month would not potentially look at doing something else because they don't like it, because he followed his heart and was like, I want to be a coach, even though I'm making all this money and it's easy and it's boring me and I just don't like it anymore.
Yes.
He didn't settle for that. So he followed his heart, went to America, booked flights. And I was like, why don't you book business class? And he was like, oh. And I was like, babe, if you're going like, what, 12 hours in the plane, you need to be lying down. And I never traveled business class until I'll share in a moment. And so then he changed his flights to go business class. And that was me inspiring him to put himself first and do that. And then on the flight to see Rebecca, I was lying down because I don't know if I'm jealous or not, because part of me feels like I'm quite bragging. But I never, ever in a million years thought I would ever fly business class anywhere, because that was how the other half lived. Mm. That was what rich people did. That was the way you'd go into a plane and then look left and be like, oh my God, like, I wish I, or say nasty things about them because I wanted to be in that comfortable seat.
Wow.
So I flew business class for the first time ever, and I was messaging Rebecca on the plane because I have fucking Wi-Fi in the air. And I'm like, I'm literally drowning in gratitude right now. Like, how is this my life? When I was crying to you down the phone that I had like, what, 200, I think it was even less than that, 200 euros a month to pay for all my bills and to live. And then JP on your mastermind said to me, yeah, we'll get you earning 4K a month. And I literally died because I was like, what the fuck? That is so much money. I could never earn 4K a month being me as a coach. Like, what?
I think it's interesting to talk about, you know, just had your best month ever. You don't have to share more than you're comfortable doing, but holy shit.
Oh my God.
Best month ever.
I will share 26,000. We want to, like.
Oh my God.
It's still like my nervous system's having to just be like.
It's fucking insane. It's literally
I'm literally getting paid to be me. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't. There's still some nervous system regulation I need to do to, like, ground into that that Rebecca's taught me. Yeah. So I don't spend it all or then just next month make nothing. Like, you need
you still have to do the work. I love that you bring that up, because I think that sometimes, like, especially in this day and age too, where there's like courses and manifestation this and, you know, you can buy all these different courses and people, you know, it's marketing that talk about, oh, you just, this is the secret to whatever it is. No, the secret is you just have to keep doing the work. If you don't stop doing it, then you never fail.
No,
but
work works.
When you stop, if you stop.
Because of fear.
That's why you fail, period. So you find a way, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, the more that you can embody this wisdom, make it, you know, your own and in your actual way of living, everything changes.
Which you've helped me massively with. Like, I'm so grateful I get Rebecca on tap, because she's my bestie. Like, I would message you and be like, right, okay, so this was before this month. Like, when I had my first biggest month ever, like, 6 months ago. And I was like, I feel really unsafe there. Like, I feel like Vanta's going to make me pay for everything, which she doesn't. But my fear was like, I'm going to have to pay to take my mum somewhere now. Or like, I've had this fear of like, if I make this money, I'm going to have to give it away somehow. Yes. So it's almost like, if I don't make that much, at least I haven't got to like then give it away.
Yeah.
So you helped me through that. And then also I'm going to literally speak this into existence because it's going to happen. We're moving into our fucking dream house. Me and Balzer and Hero. Wait, you wait, because I'm going to be so happy to share that we've waited for it to find us. And of course it has.
Yes.
2 years, I think over 2 years, we've been looking for a house.
Wow.
And people, and almost me too, was almost like, babe, we need to change something because we're not finding this house. And he was like, it will come. And I messaged you saying,
oh yeah,
right, because this dream house is ours, I know it. Is there not having my forearms tattoo sleeve done, this what I want to invest in, my nails done, all my personal training sessions, etc. I was confused, like, is me not doing that now because we have this big investment coming up, scarcity, or is me doing it because Wouter's like, we need to look at our finances. I wanted to be like, fuck you. No one tells me I can't pay to have my hair. Like, he wasn't saying that, but my trigger was.
Yeah, it's the trigger.
No one tells me what to do. So then I'm therefore going to do it. And then therefore also, I believe that the money's going to keep coming. So then I was like, Rebecca, what is it? Like, am I being irresponsible knowing the money's come, but then still not holding back? So you really helped me through how to manage that. So she's not going to tell you because you need to work for it. But there's more to it than, isn't there? Because abundance is abundance and
there's other stuff. So many nuanced aspects to it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the beauty of this journey.
Yeah.
Because I think we're all unwinding things. We just happen to be a little bit further along maybe than someone else or than, you know, most people really, because most people are living in the matrix still. But those who are
not
listening,
people who are listening to,
I was going
to
say,
our podcast.
If they're listening to the podcast, they're not living in the
matrix. Especially your podcast.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. They're not. But regardless, you know, it's just important to know that we're not
just... So many nuances to this.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of nuance. There's so many layers. Like, it's literally, like I told Vic the other day, that I just discovered the root of something that was massive in my life.
Yeah.
And I really feel like, for the last 5 to 7 years, I've been like imagine like a ball of yarn, you know? And then I feel like I've been like pulling this thread. And I'm like unwinding it. And then now it's gone. Like, it's the center of the ball. And like, that's the root. And that's what it is. But I had to do it in layers in order for my nervous system to feel safe.
Yes.
And I think
that's a big knot. If you try and pull this string, yarn, it could
string
is the English word for yarn.
Okay. We're learning a lot about each other's languages as well. But that's the thing. So it's like, I really just had to keep pulling that. And each time that you pull it, every part of that you let go is necessary.
Yes, to get to the middle.
To get to the middle.
You can't do it immediately because you've got all that.
It might be overwhelming.
To get through.
It might be way overwhelming for your nervous system. And I asked my higher self the other day in the shower, I was like, well, can't I just, because I know how to remove my own blocks. I'm like, I know how to process and navigate all of my shit. And so when it comes up, I know exactly what to do. And it's not, you know, some of the things that have come up lately, they would have destroyed me. They would have destroyed me years ago.
Yeah,
and definitely. It's like, oh, okay. I mean, I'm human. And so I allow myself to process things, but holy shit, the tools that I have now to just like real like big T trauma stuff. I'm like, well, oh.
That came up for you up that hill and you literally stopped, shared. I asked one question or something. You had a realization. You cried. I hugged you. And then you were just over it and completely moved through it in like 5 minutes.
And that's true freedom, because when you have all these triggers that come up, this kind of stuff, and I'll eventually be sharing too on my podcast, but realistically, it's important because when you start to unravel these things, you can't do it all in one.
And then move through it quickly.
Yeah, you can move through it really quickly. When it's ready to be healed, it's literally like, especially if you have the modalities. And that's why when women come into my world, I'm leading with helping them heal their relationship with money. That's what I started with, because money was part of my identity. Money was what made me worthy. Money was what gave me safety and security for years and years. And now I know that it has nothing to do with me. It's not attached to my worth.
Yeah.
But that's where I started my healing. Exactly.
Because
which is
you're attached to it.
Because you're not attached to it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, that was a big wound for me. And so I had to start there with myself. And that's where I start with a lot of women, because everybody wants to heal their relationship with money. And I also think too, like, if you're not in survival mode, around money, then you can actually like look at the other areas of your life. So I tend to help women with money, but then they come into my world and then they change their whole lives. And that's what I did too. Yes. And when you get these tools that you can just use, you can process shit so fast. But at first it's kind of hard, because if you can imagine like a big ball of yarn, it might be really hard to like unravel it. Like it might be like, I don't know, like
knots and-
it might be getting knots. Like it'd be harder to unravel because you're not used to doing it. But then there's like, it becomes momentous.
Like
it's now it's like
when you
exactly
a snowball,
yes,
you get momentum.
It just becomes momentum, especially if you're doing it down a hill, like in my mom's yard.
Oh my god,
make, yeah,
that would be epic to it snowboard down.
It's really fun. Yeah, it is. We do like little what is it called,
sledging.
Because we just went to lunch and we were just like,
why snowboard? Who the fuck is gonna snowboard down a drive? Why did I
driveway?
Why did I say snowboard? Because my brain wanted to say sledging, but I didn't know the words. Instead of saying nothing, I said snowboard.
I don't know. Somebody's gonna snowboard down your driveway. We have to like show a picture of like what we're looking at. Because to be fair,
it's big enough.
That is what she says all the time, and then I say is all. Which so I'll end a sentence, and I'm like, you know. Oh, well, we just have to rearrange one thing is all.
It's cute. Though.
And I don't know why. I've please never realized that I do that. No, I'm not going to stop. But I just didn't know that I did it. And you didn't know that you said to be fair.
After every, doesn't make any sense.
After like almost like every conversation that we have, we're both saying like, is all.
But to be fair.
And now I picked up on to be fair. Mirror neurons.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I keep saying totally. And I'm like, no. I love my British accent. Stay British.
I know. If you moved here, you probably wouldn't.
No, I
wouldn't. After a while, you would lose it. You would have it, but you maybe not here. Yeah, but in the South.
Yeah.
In the South. If you moved to the South, you would. That would be an interesting accent. It's like British with a little bit of twang. I've never heard. I don't know that I've heard
anyone
like that. I
heard an impression of that because me and you.
No, it's bad.
Her brother, one of her brothers tried to do an impression of me. I'm not joking. He walked up to me and said something. And I was like, I'm not Russian. Like,
we literally had a Russian accent.
Literally Russian.
It was really bad. We're not good with that here.
And you know what Americans don't know? And this is what I taught Jeremy. He's obsessed with it. Taking the mic. So when I say, are you taking the mic? It means, are you being serious? Like, are mm-hmm. you being sarcastic? Can I trust what you're saying? Or are you having a joke with me? I don't know about mm-hmm. it. So then he kept saying, like, on purpose, like, saying it wrong. Like, oh, you're just slipping the mic. And I'm, and then grabbing the mic. And I'm like, that is weird and sexual. Because those two things, slipping and grabbing the mic, is wrong. He's taking the mic.
Taking the mic. Yeah, he is an interesting guy.
Oh,
he's gotten to be all of my family. Oh my God, it's been so incredible.
All of them, and it's a lot.
And they all love you.
I love them too.
They all love you. My mom's like, I'm not letting this woman leave.
I'm taking everyone out tonight for a meal.
Oh, yes.
Surprise. Well, she knows we're going somewhere because I need to tell her to be free.
Yeah.
But as I said at the beginning, you can't see what I'm pointing to right now, but I'm staying at a beautiful big house, which is like literally really close to yours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe I did stay with my own bedroom, my own bathroom. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful for her providing me that space.
Yeah.
So you can keep your space. There's enough space, but you have, you know,
stuff.
Yeah. It's nice to have our own space. So I'm taking her out for a meal tonight because for some reason, Rebecca, I go home tomorrow. So you've got a meeting tonight.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'll take your mum out to say thank you because I wanted to do something for her.
Yeah.
So it's worked out properly, of course, because everything is rigged in my favor.
Everything is rigged in our favor.
That's a mantra from Rebecca. So I'm a foodie. Those of you that know me know I'm a foodie. I get very excited about food. Completely healed numerous eating disorders, and I just genuinely love food. The Burgatory, I've said, I made Oreo balls for us. I need to tell you this recipe because you can thank me later. Literally a packet, we went big because we're in America. Normally you have one packet, we had like four and then we doubled it all. A big whole packet of Oreos, bash them all up with a rolling pin, which Eric lovingly did for us, or a mixer to make them crumbly. One normal size pack of cream cheese, Philadelphia cheese, mix it all together, make them into little balls, put them in the fridge. Meanwhile, when they're cooling in the fridge, get some chocolate. Don't burn it like we did.
Don't burn it.
Like we did to start with, and we ruined like 200 grams of chocolate. Get some chocolate and melt it properly. And then get them back out the fridge and then drop each ball in the chocolate bowl and then like coat it and then put it on a plate back in the fridge. That's it.
Fabulous.
They're like cheesecake Oreo balls.
My whole family is,
and
like,
they're insane.
My little family, my husband and Lana, my daughter, especially, are like, oh my god, yeah. She grabbed one before dinner.
Yeah,
like, she's getting out to dinner. What are you doing? Yeah.
Crumble. They've got cookies like as big as your head, and they're really
thick.
Yeah,
they're huge.
They're insane.
Crumble.
I need to try s'mores.
The s'mores we can do later tonight.
Oh, we've talked about Chick-fil-A. Where else have we been?
We went to last night.
Oh, yeah.
The Lamont.
That was on the milkshake place.
The milkshake factory. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we went out for a fancy dinner last night.
It was gorgeous.
And we did.
You tried duck for the first time.
I did try duck.
I had
to go
and Rebecca then tried it.
Oh, I forgot we had leftovers.
Oh, yeah.
But I have to eat those later because we just had lunch.
The portions are big. So I eat, I mean, a lot in quotes because compared to what? Like,
yeah.
It's like literally good enough, not good enough, a lot, not a lot.
Yeah.
Only is existing within comparison to something. And we don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, I am doing it clearly because I said it. But in comparison to Europe, American portions are huge. Like, even when I came for a cup of tea, I'm like, this cup is as big as, like, it's like a soup bowl just for a cup of tea.
Well, my mom's cups are a little bit extravagant.
So it is really cool that everything's bigger. Yeah, everything's bigger. I love that.
Larger than
life. Even the bins, right? The big weird garbage thing outside, you called it a tin or something. What did you call it? Or a can. What did you call it?
A garbage can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we call it a bin because we're British. Even the bins are like three times the size.
We have a lot of trash around here. I don't know.
Rubbish.
We have a lot of garbage, and those aren't even enough sometimes.
It's crazy. Well, they're not enough.
Realistically, the reason is because Eric's been doing the basement. He's been refinishing the game room, so yeah, we've had a lot of garbage that has had to come out.
But your bins are just standard.
Yeah, they're huge.
Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, yeah, I've talked about the little yellow school bus, big yellow school bus. Just an American truck. I'm like, oh my god, that's like a movie American truck just going by. Like, okay, yeah, it's like a normal truck.
Yeah.
The houses here are really different. So every house is different in your area anyway, and in Britain, they tend to, obviously you've got different houses, but in houses in the States, they tend to be built with the same brick and stuff. And they have so much land around their house. Like, you've got a house all by itself with like land around it for a normal house.
Yeah.
That's not normal for us, as you've seen from my mom showing you
that. Yeah, that was so cool. That,
that's what I was really taken back by, that there's, everyone has their own space.
Yeah. So for the American listeners, there's definitely like townhomes and condos and things here, but it sounds like that's the main way you guys live.
Yes.
And then also it looked like from what your mom was looking at, like that was like an estate.
Most
and then they like portioned off.
Yes.
And that's what Mike, my business partner, he has one of those houses in downtown Pittsburgh. But they're like, you know, these are $1 million houses that are literally like attached to another house. Like, it's not its own house.
Yeah.
So that we do have them, but it sounds like that's the primary way you guys live.
The primary way.
So which is not the primary way we live.
No. And so our new house, which again, speaking to existence, is literally in the middle of nowhere. You literally go 365 degrees around this house and all you can see is field.
So fucking cool.
And people don't want to live there because there's no schools, there's no buses, there's no trains. I mean, we drive. It's only like 15 minutes from the nearest little town,
Little cute town.
You'd have to go half an hour to get to like a... It's perfect for us.
Yes.
And you will be
and
there.
And I can't wait to come live it. Yeah. And we'll record another podcast episode then.
We will. So I need to stop talking, but is there anything, Rebecca, that's probably valuable? Not just about
this is all valuable.
It is valuable.
It's all valuable.
It's friendship's valuable. That is coming through you that you want to share.
It's honestly just knowing that you can create your own reality. Like, basically, I kept telling Eric, like, I can't believe that, like, I said that I wanted her here, and now she's here. And I know that sounds really fucking like very basic, but that's what manifestation is. You put your intention out there, you say you want something, and then it fucking shows up. And it shows up in all different forms. And now this used to be like a very esoteric thing for me, where it was just kind of like this abstract, manifestation, like, yes, it exists. But like, remember we were talking about this the other day, like we'd get really excited when it happened and be like, oh my God, holy shit, I can't believe it. And now it's like,
of course,
yes, obviously. Like that's how it works. You put the intention out there and then you move towards it. You have to have action, right? Aligned action, inspired action. You move towards it and then it happens. And it's just so powerful because this really is an actual real life manifestation. That's why we both, like, I was like going to bed the other night, like falling asleep, and I was like, is this a dream? Like, wait, do I wake up tomorrow and like see her, or am I just like dreaming this whole thing?
Yeah.
But that's the cool thing. It's like, there is still magic to it. But when you embody it and you know it and you do it on an every single fucking day basis, you have enough evidence that this is the way that it works. You put your intention out there, action, and then it fucking happens. That's universal law.
Yeah.
And that's what we've experienced with all of this.
That's why we're like, of course we get free shit.
We always
get free shit. Of course I've had my biggest month ever. Of course we travel business class. Like, I'm so fucking grateful, but of course that's...
Of course. Like, and we still have spent the entire week together with, like, barely on our phones. Like, yeah. We've been so present. Oh, that's why we were even like, oh my gosh, we have to take time because we wanted to do this podcast.
Yeah.
So it's just so fucking awesome. And it is fully fucking possible, you know, to be able to do what you want to do in the world, live the way that you want to live, and have supportive people. I was crying the other day telling you that I've never felt this fucking supported. I've never felt this supported, not only with, you know, my business and my family and my friends, but also my higher self, like knowing my connection. When you actually really tap in, and I've been working through all of the five Claires and like all of my abilities, my gifting from my higher self. And I just know it so deeply now that I've never felt more supported in my whole life. And then having you here, it was just like, that was the completion of it. It's like everybody that I need in my life is here, you know, to support me to create this incredible vision, including all of you listening, right? Who are here, you're part of this vortex, you're part of this world. And I want you to know that because that's real. And so when you align with people and you start to vibrate on a similar fractal of energy with them, what ends up happening is you begin to see similar parallels in your life with them. That's just universal law. That's the way it works.
And it doesn't have to be physical put in, because we have mirror neurons, stronger because we're together now. But Rebecca's influenced me. Yeah, she's coached me also, but influenced me just her presence. And I've not even met her in person until last week.
Exactly.
So it doesn't have to be, it's the people you spend the most time with, thinking about, connecting with, like, you're far away.
I'm far shit away.
The ocean.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to give hope to others who are like, well, in my, I mean, yeah, of course we would love to go for a cup of coffee. Yeah,
of course.
Or chocolate, not coffee for me. No. Of course we would like be seeing each other all the time, but we don't live in the same country.
We don't have that ability right now. So
exactly.
And keep doing what we're doing.
So hopefully that will give inspiration to others, and hope that it's so easily possible.
It is.
You don't have to be in your own town with somebody. I mean, yeah, that would be nice.
It would be nice. But also, where's the fun in that? Like, this is fucking fun.
Yes.
This is cool.
Very.
This is really cool that we've created this. And then I have somewhere to go next year.
Yeah.
Coming to the Netherlands. You're coming back. We'll probably have our, you know, beach home in Florida by the next time you come back. So
and
it'll just be
cabin in the
cabin as well. And then also like West Virginia and all the different places. So guys, there's so much power in just being connected with yourself, being connected with your higher self. That connection in and of itself, that's what's going to lead you to know what decisions to make.
Yeah.
And that's part of what I teach as well, you know, because I think it's so, and I know it's what you teach around food and body and all of that. It's so fucking powerful because that will never lead you astray.
We think we need to, and I'll wrap up, we think we need to go and find people. But all you literally need to do is connect with yourself and return back home to self-love. That is literally it. And then follow your heart and then take action.
Yes.
That's the secret to life. It's not even a secret. That's how we've created
this. How it is.
That's how we've created our business. That's literally all you do. And then you're led.
And you also surrender. And you let go of the timing, because how many times were we pissed off or mad that we couldn't meet, and like, oh, you know, and then even with the house, like you guys had to have this specific house
100%
come up on the market. Yeah. You couldn't have had this house a year and a half ago.
No.
It wasn't for sale.
No. Exactly.
You know, it's just like, duh, but
trust the timing.
Trust the timing. Yeah. Trust the timing. Trust yourself.
Yeah.
But when you don't have that connection with yourself, it's hard because you don't know the difference. Yeah. And you also don't know if it's your trauma speaking.
Yeah.
There's so many nuanced layers to it. So that's why I say, like, get around people who are moving in the same direction of where you want to go, because that's really what's going to be what helps you to shift your whole entire life, which is what we've done together over the last 5 years.
I'm not looking at you on a screen anymore because I'll be doing that again.
I know.
Next week, so I'm looking at you.
I know, me too. We're having a whole conversation, but
yeah,
that's okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to our story and being here with us today. Let us know what you thought of this episode.
We literally just started talking.
Yeah. So
and it went.
Let us know if you guys want to hear more about our perspectives, bestie chats. We can do that. We can do those. I like that.
I would love to. We do it anyway.
That's the difference. I love that. Okay.
Me too.
So we'll do that. Let us know what you want to hear more about. Yes. If there's anything that you want to learn, we're open books. So if there's any topics that we talked about today that you were like, I've heard of that, but like, I didn't know that. What do you think? We'd be more than happy to create more content around this. And we appreciate you guys spending an hour or so with us. We love you. And we'll talk to you next time on the Soul Power Podcast.
Bye.